Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, October 17th. Markets finished the day higher, but after the early positive reaction to reaffirmation of this phase one deal with China, which includes maybe the 1 to 2 million metric tons of wheat in the picture, also beans and pork. Markets responded to that quickly on the opening and then backed off to finish the day off of those earlier highs. So we had December corn finish up 3 cents, 394 and three quarters, right in the middle of the range, put in a high at 97 and a quarter. You've got the funds still short about 90,000 contracts of corn, so this is keeping them on their toes, maybe a little nervous. Export estimates for tomorrow, delayed due to the Monday holiday, are for between 350,000 and 800,000 metric tons. Taking a look at wheat, strong again today. December finished up 12 and a quarter cents, 525 and a half in Chicago, just a penny and a half off the highs. Kansas City, December up 6 and a quarter cents, 431 and a quarter, just 2 cents off the highs. And Minneapolis finishing the day just about even at 550 and a half. Again, with this possibility that China might start buying U.S. wheat, you've got the funds short across the board in the wheat complex, about 20,000 in Chicago, 35,000 in Kansas City, and 10,000 in Minneapolis. So maybe a little more, fire under them to get that stuff covered in case something happens, similar to the corn there with those short positions. Exports estimated for tomorrow to be between 200 and 550,000 tons. Taking a look at beans, finishing the day at 931 and a half. That's up 3.5 cents, but about 9 cents off the highs. Now, after rallying up to 940 and three quarters, right on the opening of the day session, we made those highs, and then the market just steadily ground lower to finish the day right near the lows, and not much higher than the lower by a penny and a half than the overnight close. Difference here, I think, is the funds flipped their position from short about 8,000 to long about 10,000 beans, so don't have that nervousness of a big short position to keep a real good bid under the market. Export estimates for tomorrow are for between 800 and 1.7 million metric tons, so we'll have to see how that comes out. Again, delayed due to the Monday holiday. As we mentioned this morning, USDA is set to resurvey acres in North Dakota and Minnesota for corn and beans, see if there were any dramatic changes due to the winter storm and cold snap there. And also here, the positivity on the China trade deal. Kudlow was on CNBC today mentioning that that deal may be signed at a meeting down in Chile in November, so we will have to keep an eye on that and keep our eyes out also for any further purchases. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.